USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion, which is ongoing. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
On this Giving Tuesday, First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence are visiting Red Cross headquarters to assemble comfort kits for military families.
These comfort kits are one small way that we can say thank you.
Stocks were higher on Wall Street today as the Dow gained 108 points to close at 24,749. The NASDAQ was up 1 point and S&P gained 9. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
NATO released a statement that says three American service members were killed in a roadside bomb attack in Afghanistan on Tuesday. You can soon enjoy a Caesar salad again as a romaine lettuce warning is lifted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
You'll remember just before Thanksgiving, the FDA was urging restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli outbreak, but they hadn't determined the source. The outbreak did sicken more than 40 people in 12 states. Well, the FDA now says the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast region. It says the romaine growing season there is now over, so it's shifting south to California's Imperial Valley, Arizona, and Florida. The FDA says romaine producers and distributors are now going to include product labeling and dating to assure consumers that the lettuce they're buying is not associated with that outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A recent study came out and said that your first impression when going on a job interview is key to ultimately you getting that second interview or possibly even being offered the position. Ken Coleman is host of the Entree Leadership Podcast and an employment expert. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the questions you should expect when you go for that job interview.
Well, you're going to get questions about why do you want the job? Many people aren't even prepared for this. You know, a lot of hiring managers want to see, are you enthusiastic and passionate about this particular place to work? So you got to be prepared for that, why you want this job.
Coleman also says if you're going for that job interview, you want to make sure it's the right fit for you and the company.
You'll be shocked at how many hiring managers say that people come in and don't know much about the company. And this is important for two reasons. One, you need to make sure it's a good fit for you.
Sure.
And two, you want to show that hiring manager that you've done your homework.
And your body language is key as well.
We know that interviews are very nerve-wracking. There's a lot of anxiety here. This is pressure-filled. Smile. Shake your head. Look them in the eye. Look as comfortable as possible.
Coleman also noted you should be able and ready to explain any employment gaps on your resume, and that still, when following up, an old-fashioned handwritten letter goes a long way these days. And finally, if you were one of those shoppers on Cyber Monday, online sales hit an all-time record high with $7.9 billion being spent online. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.